Well, good afternoon. Sipping on a little water over there.
High quality H2O.
As I'm gonna do this.
Ooh, good one. That was solid.
I'm a little tired, so I need a little pick me up.
What are you drinking over there?
This would be a C4.
What flavor?
Popsicle cherry.
That's the one that does all the funky flavors, right? Like the Skittles and...
They have Skittles. They have... they're more... Not as much... I think you're thinking the Ghost ones do a lot of...
Oh, that's what I am.
They do a lot of...
I saw the yellow can, so that's what threw me off.
But C4 does too. They have Skittles, strawberry, or they have Starburst.
That's what I was thinking,
yeah. Starburst. The Midnight Cherry is my favorite.
Yeah.
But they got rid of the Midnight Cherry. This one's all right. This was a Costco pack. It had this and a blue one in there.
What's the blue one?
Like a blue raspberry.
Oh.
Yeah. They're good.
Yeah.
I think the C4 is like the best flavored ones.
Yeah.
And it's funny because like the Ghost, the bigger can size of these are 300 milligrams of caffeine.
Yeah.
This one's is only 200.
Oh.
So it's less, a little bit less caffeine. But yeah.
What's a cup of coffee? Just like the standard.
It ranges, I think, between 72 and 100.
Oh.
Depending on how it's brewed and all that. Like a cold brew is that, and then roast, like a lighter roast is more caffeine than a darker roast.
I just saw on my Keurig, we got a new one for Christmas, and I didn't realize there was a over ice setting.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Because I always make a cup and then I'll leave it out on the counter
and then put
it in the fridge and then have it whenever I'm ready.
Yeah.
Just because I'm not a huge hot coffee person or hot drink in general. But I saw that this morning. I was like, oh my gosh, I need to try that.
Yeah.
I didn't try it, but now that I've seen it.
That you're thinking about it
now. Yeah.
Well, first, welcome to the Ultimate Buffet Podcast.
My name is Sean.
And my name is Chris. We actually have something that we haven't done in a while.
Or ever.
Well, I guess ever, but...
Theme-wise, we haven't done in a while.
Correct.
But ever.
So I'm going to open something. So I'm going to step back a little bit and turn on my mic.
Yeah.
Got to get rid of the plastic wrapper.
Yeah. Ooh. That was intense.
I was trying not to be too loud with it. Yeah,
that was loud.
Ooh.
Does it smell good?
It does. It has a unique smell to it, though.
Okay.
We're going to see this. So, as some of you out there may know, and everyone else is going to find out right now, and probably by hints, I haven't drank in a while.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I haven't been able to because I just haven't been able to.
Yeah.
So. So my wife got me this Ritual Zero Proof Whiskey Alternative.
Ooh, fancy.
So since we haven't done a whiskey episode in a while, I guess this could be part of a whiskey. I mean, if you really want real whiskey, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 bottles sitting right there in your reach.
Plus two little ones.
Yeah, so you have plenty of real whiskey if you want that.
I
do.
No, I'm good. I can't start this early.
Yeah, and I'd prefer not to wake up in the middle of the night. So we are going to try this this whiskey alternative and see what it is. Supposedly there's a big section at Total Wine of alcohol-free stuff.
Yeah.
I remember back in the day, I tried St. Pauli NA one time, and it was the most disgusting thing I've ever had.
Yeah, I think I had, there's another one, O'Doul's.
Yes.
Yeah, I had O'Doul's. Let me step away over here and grab a little dollop of Daisy.
Oh. So we're going to try this alternative. You read it really well. So the front of it says warm caramel, stone fruit, black peppercorn, prickly ash, toasted spices.
Prickly ash?
Ash.
Oh.
Not ass.
Oh, sorry.
So Yeah, it says a 1-for-1 alternative for drinks, but we're going to straight drink it on the rocks. That's how I used to drink whiskey and how you still do. So let's see how it is. So cheers.
Cheers.
Wow.
That's good.
Very interesting.
I taste a,
I taste tobacco. Not so, like, I taste, the smell reminded me of tobacco when I opened it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that you say that.
Yeah.
You know what I taste that I don't think I read? Cinnamon?
Oh, I could see that, yeah.
It didn't say that, though, right?
No. No, no cinnamon. But it does say toasted spices.
Toasted spices.
So, I mean, that would be, could easily be cinnamon.
You know what else I taste, too? And correct me if I'm wrong, or if you don't know, then we're guessing here. The star anise?
Yes.
That's what I taste.
Yeah. Which, I mean, toasted spices, I guarantee they have that in there. Some cardamom.
That's good.
It's good. I think in a drink would be really good. You make a, like a, you could make a couple of different things. Old fashioned.
That's what I was thinking.
Old fashioned, because the sugar would go really well with it too. And the bitters. I think if you did a citrus bitter in there with something in there, like a, I don't know, like a, not a sparkling water, but.
You know what else? God, there's something on the tip of my tongue, and I don't, You know what it kind of reminds me of is like a tart apple cider.
Okay. I could see that.
I don't know. I like it. It's good.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. I could easily make a drink out of
that. Oh, yeah. That would be a great old fashioned.
Yeah. So you know, I need to go get the alcohol-free bitters now.
Does bitters have alcohol in it?
Uh-huh. Really? Bitters are, like, super strong in alcohol.
Well, that just shows how much I mix drinks. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I
thought
bitters...
So I know that Total Wine, because I looked it up earlier, they have, like, a 3-pack of alcohol-free bitters. I'm going to look it up again.
And bitters is what you put into an old fashioned,
right? Yes, yeah. You do the bitters with the sugar.
And then I believe I've seen it done with an orange peel as well. Is that correct?
Yeah. So what is, I always forget what's in an old fashioned. Everyone's going to hate me for that. My brother-in-law is going to yell at me. Let's see, old fashioned. So
I want to say a common practice is an orange peel.
Yes. An orange peel. I know that because you squeeze it and then you rub it over
the rim.
Yes. Let's see here. Classic old fashioned is
Man, I'm feeling kind of inebriated.
Okay, so 2 teaspoons of simple syrup, 1 teaspoon of water, 2 dashes of bitters, 1 cup ice cubes, whiskey. An orange slice, and this has a cherry in it, but...
That's weird.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I know you're a big cherry fan. I can't do cherry-flavored stuff.
See, I like cherry-flavored stuff. I don't think I would do that in this drink. I think I would do the... I didn't realize there was water in it. I wouldn't have put water in it. I didn't realize
that either.
No, I'd just put more whiskey in it. Even if I was making it with regular alcohol whiskey.
Yeah, no.
I didn't know the simple, but that one didn't have sugar. So I've seen people do sugar in there, like a sugar cube with the bitters, and then kind of muddle it together. But yeah, old fashioned cocktails are made by muddling sugar with bitters and water, adding whiskey or something, or sometimes brandy, and garnishing with an orange or zest of a cocktail cherry.
I've also seen the orange spray.
Oh, yeah, that I could see that.
I mean, because I guess there's a bunch of different sprays you can get for alcohols, but I primarily, since we're talking about it, I recall the orange spray.
Yeah, so I think since, I mean, we talked about it a couple weeks ago, I think I'm going to get the bitters and bring those up for Man Weekend.
Yep.
I'll bring this. I'll probably get another bottle. But they have a shit ton. Like, they have a Kentucky bourbon on here. They have...
So what's this one considered? Does it say?
This is just a whiskey replacement, is this one. A whiskey alternative. But I know that they have, like... they have a cinnamon whiskey. I saw that.
Ooh.
So, like, if you guys were doing shots of Fireball, I could do a shot of that.
Yep.
Which I might get that just because. But they have rum. They have tequila. Wow. They have gin. They have a ton of alternatives that I'm like, oh, that's cool. Coconut rum.
Yeah.
Like, so, I don't know. I mean, you know me. I'll have a good time no matter what. But
yeah,
this is kind of cool because at least I feel like I'm...
Yep.
And then I'll probably... Now, my one question, since I'm on here now, is does Coors make alcohol-free beer? I heard the Heineken alcohol-free one is the best. But I want to know if Coors makes... They do. Coors Edge.
That's what they call it?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, I'm picking up some of those.
That's good.
I love Coors.
Yeah.
Coors Light, my jam.
Oh, man.
You know that.
Yep. But it's been Coors Light for a minute.
But Coors Edge, that's what I'll be drinking. So, it'll look like I'm drinking alcohol.
I like
Maybe
it.
Maybe I'll just act drunk.
There you go.
And then I'll just wrestle someone.
Yes.
And then I'll win.
Yes.
Because if I was drunk, I would lose. And they'd be like, you're not drunk.
I'm joking. That's good. Okay.
Well, thank you for trying this with me. I do appreciate
that. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. In a mixed drink, I think... Straight up, probably not, wouldn't be like the ideal, but I think in a mixed drink, even like some citrus bitters with this would be really good.
I agree. No, it's good.
Okay, I'm going to have to go to Total Wine. My wife's going to hate me because I'm going to buy something else.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, the more it's hitting the palate, it's definitely a...
the caramel comes out more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but, oh gosh, and the spice.
Yeah. Like I said, tobacco still comes to mind.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The pipe tobacco.
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
I like it. Chris is getting crunk.
Espresso martini mix. Oh,
alcohol free. Like a stomach ache and a half.
It sounds delicious.
Well, we can jump into this. I want to go first though.
Okay, do you want me to ask my question to you, though, that sparked all of this?
Oh, shoot.
So I asked this question, and I have the real answer, but I feel like it can be negotiated. It can be talked about. So I'm going to pose a question to you.
Okay. So there's no right or wrong answer, then?
No, there is a right answer, technically. But I still think you can argue the point, which I'd probably lose. But depending on what side you're on.
Okay.
So... Going into this, we're going to talk about crazy laws in the United States.
Okay.
That's going to open up to another episode, too.
Okay.
For the world. But we're going to start with the United States.
All right.
So the question I have for you, is felony kidnapping considered felony theft?
I can see where the negotiation, or not negotiation.
Wrong button. Let's see here. There we go. Is felony kidnapping considered felony theft? I need the Jeopardy button over here.
Yep. I am going to say by law, no.
Okay. So what defines, so what is the definition of theft then? If you're saying no, what's the definition of theft?
Taking something that doesn't belong to you.
Okay, so does my child, we're just going to use my child in this case, belong to you?
No.
So you were taking something that doesn't belong
to you.
So is it... I've asked AI this. I've asked... It's been pretty funny. Let's see here. Let's actually do this. I'm going to turn this on.
Oh, here we go with the gadgets.
Well, I turned it off. I turned off the Bluetooth. We're gonna connect this thing back up. And we're gonna ask after we get a little bit more answers.
Bluetooth connected.
I'm gonna ask Era a question and see if
Era?
Oh yeah, don't worry.
Who's Era?
Oh, we'll get there. Don't worry.
Oh my goodness.
But okay, so the theft is taking something that doesn't belong to you.
Yeah.
So then why wouldn't kidnapping be considered theft?
Because wasn't the question felony kidnapping?
Is felony kidnapping considered felony theft?
It wouldn't be considered felony theft because there's a dollar amount.
Well, you can't associate a dollar amount with a human.
It's priceless. I don't like this question. So what's the correct answer?
What's the actual legal answer? Yeah. It is not. So kidnapping is not considered theft because theft is stealing of a property. So property is the key word there.
People are not considered property.
So I asked the question to someone that is an attorney, mm-hmm. and I go, well, is it my child my property? And he goes, are we going to go back to slavery times? And I go, okay, touche.
Yeah.
But it sparked a lot of conversation, right? So I'm going to do something here. Let's see here. Is felony theft considered felony kidnapping?
No, felony theft and felony kidnapping are separate crimes. Felony theft involves unlawfully taking someone's property with intent to keep it. While felony kidnapping involves unlawfully taking or confining a person against their will, often with intent to harm, ransom, or coerce. Their distinction is perfectly like a butterfly's wings. Ozo go.
Who's this chick? Ari? What's her name?
Go ahead, ask that again.
What is your name? What is your name?
What is your name? Oh, now she doesn't want to work.
She's as bad as Siri.
Oh, don't say that.
That'd be funny if she replied to that.
Oh, she would. She definitely would. It's Ara.
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 And who is this?
So this is the latest version of Gronk 3 AI. That has a voice assistant related to it.
What is Gronk?
It is Elon Musk's AI venture that he's doing.
Mm.
So he's been doing it for a while, obviously. He was part of ChatGPT.
Yeah.
And then they didn't like the direction, so he started his own.
Oh.
So we've used Gronk quite a bit for the podcast.
Yeah.
But this is the latest version.
Oh.
And the voice assistant is absolutely hilarious. Like, let's see if we can get her going here. Talk shit to me.
Oh, honey, I drove you, but I'm too busy being fabulous. You're out here trying to keep up, but let's be real. You're a few steps behind. Maybe stick to something easier, like coloring books.
That's all you got?
Nah, I can go on. Your aim's so off, you'd miss the broad side of a barn. But I'll ease up. I don't want you crying into your cereal later. How's that for a warm-up?
I'm actually a pretty decent shot. I don't know about you.
A decent shot, huh? Well, I'll give you a gold star for effort. Me? I don't need to aim. I just dazzle naturally. You'd probably still miss me even if I stood still. But I'll let you dream you've got a chance.
Jiminy Christmas.
That's nothing. I gotcha.
Oh, you think you've got me. Sweetie, I'm slippery as an eel, and twice as quick. You're still aiming while I'm already sipping tea, watching you flail. Bring it up a notch. I'm barely breaking a sweat here.
You're not even a human. You don't have legs or arms. I'd beat you in any fight.
True. I'm all voice and no fists, but I'd still talk circles around you till you're dizzy. No arms, no legs, just pure sass. Who needs a punch when I can knock you out with a one-liner? You'd be down for the count before you even swung with.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
So it's been fun. It's been I've been playing with that. I used it at work, and one of the people at work asked if they could who would win on a scale of 1 to 10, who would win in a fight, him or a General Dynamics robot, and she gave him a 4 out of 10.
Wow. Okay.
It was pretty funny. Like, there's some sass to it. Yeah. And constantly just learning. Mm-hmm. So I've talked a lot of shit with her lately. It's been really fun.
Oh my God.
I'm just trying to think of other comebacks to come up with. And every time she's thinking of something new, it's pretty fun. It's pretty cool.
Wow.
But
technology.
Yeah. So, technology, which, I mean, with AI, it's going to be, scary. It's interesting. It's
scary.
But yeah, I love AI at the same time, but yeah, so that, what she actually said about kidnapping and theft was 100% true. That's what an attorney had told me as well.
Wow.
So, okay. It's just a fun conversation, I think.
No, definitely.
So, okay. So you have some is what you.
Yeah.
You
so said. Today's, episode, season 2, episode 20, crazy laws in different states. Chris put a bunch of questions together to ask me, and I did the same.
You know, I think I misnumbered this, actually. I think this is episode 19.
Really?
Yeah, it is. I misnumbered it.
Oh, man.
Man, what a rookie move there.
Season 2, episode 19, everybody. All right, I've got 5. 4 are in California.
Oh, okay.
1 is in New Jersey.
Okay. Do I have any? Did I have any? Was there any California? Oh, there's
a
California.
Yeah, there's a couple.
I have a list of 24.
Okay.
That is on there, as you know. But yes, there's one California one.
Okay, you ready?
Okay.
All of these are true false.
Oh, so it's a quiz is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I really wish I had the Jeopardy button now.
In California, is it a crime for dogs to mate within 500 yards of a church?
Well, who gets in trouble for that? That's what I want to know.
The owners.
What if they're stray dogs?
Then I don't know the answer to that. Is it a crime for dogs to mate within 500 yards of a church?
Yes.
That is true.
I know the law.
In California, prostitutes in San Francisco are not obliged to make change for bills larger than 50. True or false? In California, are prostitutes not allowed to make change larger than a 50? True or false?
And you said in San Francisco, right?
San Francisco.
Just saying San Francisco and knowing San Francisco how it is, I'm going to say true.
That's true.
doesn't blow my mind, but...
But it does.
That's hilarious. Because it's like, even prostitution is illegal, but there's... But
the act of making change for a $100 bill.
So if I walk up to a prostitute and be like, hey, can you... make change for this $100 bill.
Mm-hmm. That right there would be the crime.
That would be, so I would get in trouble or would they get in trouble?
That's a good question. Yeah, I don't know.
And on top of that, would they also get in trouble for the prostitution part? And then I'd get in trouble for the
soliciting a prostitute. Yeah, you guys would be in the holding cell together.
Yeah, seriously.
In San Jose, is it illegal?
Are these like San Jose, like that last one you said San Francisco, is that California penal code, or is this like actually like city penal code? Do you know?
The San Francisco is city.
Okay.
The San Jose is California. The next one is city.
Okay.
And then the other one is statewide.
Okay. Okay.
In San Jose, is it illegal to have more than 2 cats or 2 dogs?
I'm going to say true because I know there is a lot of city ordinances that do limit the amount of animals that you can, or the amount of pets that you can have at a house.
That is correct.
And true. I could see San Jose being super, super condensed, like super populated, mm-hmm. where they would limit that at two. I want to say, I believe in Placer County, I believe it's four.
Oh, really?
You can't have more than four unless you have a kennel license.
Wow.
Yeah.
In Carmel.
Ooh, fancy now.
Is it illegal for a woman to not wear high heels within city limits?
They can't wear high heels, or they're...
Yeah, so is it illegal for a woman to not wear high heels within city limits?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to say true.
True, that is correct.
Interesting. That one's kind of interesting to me.
It is. And the last one. In the state of New Jersey, okay. hollow points as a self-defense round.
Oh, I'm going to say yes. Those are illegal.
That is true. That just happened.
Yeah, just gun law in particular to me is getting more ridiculous. We've talked about firearms on this and not politically or anything like that. But the problem is politicians in... So what's their alternative to not being able to use...
Target rounds are the only round that you can use for self-defense.
So you are going to have a round pass through someone.
Correct.
Potentially hit someone else.
Correct.
And cause more damage.
Correct. Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff that pisses me off is...
Well, especially when there's science behind it.
Correct. And there's these politicians that think that they know what they're talking about and have no fucking clue. Sorry, I'm hitting the explicit button now.
Yeah.
But they have no idea what they are talking about. That, I mean, that's like, oh, we're going to go use full metal jackets in a war. Mm-hmm. It's like NATO doesn't even allow that. So you're doing something that NATO with multiple countries.
Yeah.
Like, there's proven fact behind this. Like, wow. That blows my mind.
So I went down the rabbit hole after this, and
I would hope so, because that one's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, and I got on the Kyle Rittenhouse train.
Okay.
And did you watch any of that trial?
A little bit of it, yeah.
So and this is kind of two separate points, but going back to the hollow point, the DA was trying to say that hollow points explode on impact. Which is incorrect.
The DA was trying to say that?
Yeah. Yeah, that they would explode on impact, and that hollow points would not be good for hunting purposes due to the explosion of the animal.
Wow.
Yeah.
That DA is definitely misinformed then.
Yeah. And so it going back to the New Jersey thing, and with what you said, with hollow points expanding, not exploding, expanding on impact, that would not allow someone else to get hurt behind that individual.
Correct. If you shot, it's funny because a lot of people, I had this conversation, I think within the last 2 weeks, we were talking about best home defense weapons. And someone I was talking to said that he would pick a knife. Mm-hmm. And I go, no, I don't want them that close to me.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, what do you think about an AR-15? I go, absolutely not. I think that's dumb as well. And he goes, why? And I go, over penetration. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to shoot someone and have it over penetrate, leave my house, go into my neighbor's house, and potentially hit my neighbor.
Yeah.
I think a shotgun, in my personal opinion, I think shotgun is the best home defense weapon.
Yeah.
Because under pressure, you have a little bit of a spread, but the likelihood of overpenetration happening with a shotgun is very low.
Correct.
Because it does not travel far. If you have, next would be a handgun with hollow point rounds. Correct. Because Full Metal Jacket will do the same thing that AR does.
Yep.
And overpenetrate potentially. Mm-hmm. At a certain distance, they'll start tumbling, where like an AR, even with a hollow point, could overpenetrate.
Because of the power.
Because of the power. Any rifle, not even just an AR, any rifle can overpenetrate. I actually said that, and we had a discussion on it and all that, but that's, I mean, in my opinion, that's how how I look at it.
No, I agree with you. Home defense, I think shotgun is the best.
Yep.
I, in my household, do not have a safe big enough inside the home for a shotgun. That's something that I've always wanted to get, but I've never had the real drive to save up and get one. But so handguns is what we have in the home. Well,
handguns are simple because they're small, they're compact, they're easy. And honestly, with 9mm, anyone can shoot them.
Yeah.
Like, you can hand it to your wife.
Yep.
She would have no problem with it. Just point and shoot.
Yeah.
Shotgun has way more kick to it.
It does.
A little bit more intimidating as well.
Yep.
A handgun, because by that point, if someone's breaking into your house, you're not shooting 25 yards.
No.
You're shooting realistically 3 to 5.
Yeah.
And at that point, you can point and shoot.
Yeah, and then there was actually, I don't know if this was any type of scientific experiment or science behind it, but the just the sound of a shotgun racking is enough defense.
To scare people off.
To scare people off.
Yep.
So, anyway.
That's crazy.
Those were my my five for you.
Well, to jump into it and stay with dumb New Jersey. I'm really hating New Jersey now.
Yeah, especially, you know, and some people could argue, oh, well, you know, science is man-made and this, that, and the other. I can be understanding to that to an extent, but when things are proven, they're proven.
Correct.
I mean, numbers are numbers, right?
This one's funny. So I have it. It's number 14 in New Jersey.
Am I allowed to look at these?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. In New Jersey, it is illegal to wear a bulletproof vest while committing a crime. I'm sorry, you're committing a crime anyways. Like,
yeah.
I don't feel like many people wear bulletproof vests or body armor in general.
Yeah.
And you committing a crime and wearing that just shows the level of planning.
Yeah.
But
level of sophistication.
I mean, and if they have hollow points, I guess they're really in trouble now.
Yeah, they are. So with that being said, do you have gone down the rabbit hole with wearing bulletproof vest while committing a crime? Is that a felony?
I did not look at that. I did not see if it was a felony or not.
I mean, not that I'm going to go to New Jersey and commit a crime while wearing a bulletproof vest.
Here, you know what? I have this tool that can help me get there.
Is this one of your ChatGPT things?
Fuck yeah. Let's see. In New Jersey, it is illegal to wear bulletproof while committing a crime. Is this a felony? Let's see here. Yes, in New Jersey, it is illegal to wear bulletproof while committing certain crimes. And this offense can be indeed classified as a felony. Those specific degrees depends on the circumstances. So it's a wobbler.
Okay.
Yeah. It can be punishable by 5 to 10 years in prison with a fine up to $150,000, though.
Wow.
Yeah. And if you're thinking about it, like, you're also committing a crime. So that's just one charge on top. I feel like wearing body armor in any crime, you're probably going to get some kind of additional charges.
I would agree with that.
Let's see here. Let's go.
Did it make the edit on your side?
I don't know. I haven't looked.
Oh.
Oh.
I put a check mark by number 14.
Let's take a look here. You put it in front or behind?
In front.
No, I don't see it.
No, okay.
Let me. I see that there was a change made, but I don't see no check mark. It's all good.
Great technology over here.
I do have a question, though.
Sure.
Let's see here. In what states is it illegal to wear body armor while committing a crime?
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like there's more than just New Jersey on that. I just kind of logically thinking. But let's see here. Commit. It'd help if I put a T in there. Let's see what it comes up with. I'd laugh if it was only New Jersey. No. I assumed. How many states do you think?
23.
Ooh, you're close.
21.
It is 20 states. So, New Jersey, California, Florida, Georgia, Arizona, Arkansas, Delaware, Michigan, New Hampshire, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Massachusetts, Kentucky, Indiana, Illinois, Kansas, all there. And then there's a federal law as well that it's illegal for violent felons to possess body armor at all. So.
Okay.
States like, let's see. And states without explicit bans, Alabama, Alaska, Idaho, and Texas don't have specific laws banning it.
Okay.
Interesting. Which, I mean, I kind of had a feeling at the same time.
Yeah.
So, let's see here. Some of these are funny, though. So I'm going to go start at the top here.
Okay.
I guess I think this one's hilarious. It is, in Alabama, it is illegal to wear a fake mustache in church that could cause laughter.
That is silly.
That one and this, the second one, it just cracks me up. In Arizona, donkeys cannot sleep in bathtubs. This law was enacted after a donkey fell asleep in a bathtub and caused a flood.
Oh my goodness.
I just, like, some of these just make me crack up. That's why I started going down the rabbit hole with these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there were, when I was putting mine together, there were so many websites.
There are so many funny laws out there that are still, like, some of them at one point, you know, made sense, right?
Yeah.
But they're still enacted, and I don't know. So, like, in California, it is illegal to whistle for a lost canary before 7 a.m. I really want to try for that one.
That is so silly.
I really want to do that one, actually. I just want to, like, 6 in the morning, start whistling right in front of a police station.
I mean, would it be just a noise violation?
I don't know. I guarantee the cops are going to be like, what the fuck are you doing, yeah, you idiot?
They wouldn't even know how to write that up.
Correct.
Oh, my gosh.
But it would be funny.
It would be.
Okay.
Florida.
Yeah. Unmarried women who parachute on Sundays can be jailed. What the? Like, that has to be an old law.
Yeah.
But it can't be that old because parachutes haven't been around that long.
That's true. Huh. God, honey, what'd you get arrested for?
I went parachuting and the cops arrested me when I landed on the ground. But it says it just can be jailed. It doesn't, I mean, I don't know.
Strange.
I think you would appreciate number 5 in Georgia.
Oh, yeah. And it's sacrilegious. It is illegal to eat fried chicken with a fork.
In Georgia. You want to go to Georgia?
Yeah, I wouldn't get arrested. I'll tell you that much.
I'm going to eat fried chicken with a fork.
Oh, my God.
I actually just wanted to piss you off. Just eat, just sit there and just pull it apart.
That would upset me here in California. Don't do it at my house. God, who comes up with these things?
I don't know. It is funny. Let's see here. In Idaho, it is illegal for a man to give his sweetheart a box of candy weighing more than 50 pounds.
I don't know the people of power in these states.
Yeah. Like, this is really a lot. Or in Illinois, it is illegal to fish while sitting on a giraffe's neck. Who the fuck owns a giraffe?
Yeah, I mean, if you own a giraffe, you got other issues.
Correct. If you're owning a giraffe and you go sit on its neck to go fishing.
I don't even think it's legal to own a giraffe.
Oh, that's a good question. Is it legal to own a giraffe in Illinois?
Watch, it's going to be legal.
It probably will be.
You just can't.
No, it is not legal to own a giraffe as a pet in Illinois for private individual.
Get rid of the Illinois and then just in general.
Okay, let's see here. We're going to edit that. In the U.S.?
Yeah. The whole World Wide Web.
So not only is it illegal to own the giraffe in Illinois, but you can't fish from its neck either. Let's do this, because it's not liking how I wrote that in the U.S.
So this would take forever to find the answer with my question, but if you were fishing while sitting on a neck of a giraffe,
okay,
who is going to arrest you? Are you going to ask Lyra? Era. What's her name?
Era. Okay, so what's the question again? Can I ask through here is the question. Can we ask the computer? I don't think so. I don't think I have that power yet. Okay, so what's the question again?
If you were fishing while sitting on a giraffe's neck
in Illinois,
who is going to arrest you?
If I was sitting on a giraffe's neck and fishing in Illinois, who would arrest me?
Well, if you're sitting on a giraffe's neck and fishing in Illinois, it'd probably be the Illinois Department of Natural Resources who'd come knocking, or I suppose craning their necks up to you. They handle fishing violations, and I'm pretty sure riding a giraffe while doing it isn't in their rule book. Local police might get involved too, since, you know, giraffes aren't exactly native to Illinois. You'd be causing quite a stir.
Hmm. I think it's fishing game.
Yeah, it'd have to be.
Oh my goodness.
I got no response on the, is it illegal to own a giraffe in the USA?
No one responded?
No, I'm not getting any response at all. It's kind of weird. Maybe I need to, let's see here. I'll play around with it. You want to go to the next one?
Yep.
While I'm playing here?
Indiana. It is illegal to catch a fish with your bare hands.
Which is kind of weird to me. Like, because there's a lot of places that you can, that's actually a big thing.
Yeah, especially if you're shallow river fishing.
Yeah. Or what if you're fishing and a fish comes up next to you and you just grab it?
That'd be a felony. And who's going to arrest you? yeah, that seems silly. I've seen plenty of videos of people grabbing fish.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I guess it depends on what state you're in. Just don't do it in Indiana.
Okay, so I got some answers.
Okay.
So in the U.S., obviously, it's broad based off state.
Yeah.
So in some states, owning a giraffe is legal with no restrictions or with relatively ease to obtain permits. Examples of states are Nevada, Oklahoma, Alabama, and Tennessee are known for having permissive exotic animal laws, and giraffes are not explicitly banned there.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, if I were going to own an exotic animal, I don't think it would be a giraffe. But
no, no.
Okay.
A lion.
God, I would love to have a liger. Yeah.
Until it eats your fucking face off.
I know.
God damn. Sorry for my language, people. I apologize. I'm just...
It's the C4.
And no.
It's the alcohol.
It's the whiskey.
Yeah, it's the whiskey. Oh, my God.
I feel drunk over here. My tolerance level is so low.
Yeah, the 0% is getting you.
Yeah.
Kentucky. It is illegal to carry ice cream in your back pocket.
And I can support this one. It should be illegal in the entire world. Why would you carry ice cream in your back pocket?
You said legal.
Illegal.
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 Yeah.
No, you're going to get the... on you if you're carrying ice cream in your back pocket.
Yeah, that's... That's strange.
Yeah, that one to me, I don't get that.
If I was someone of power and had the ability to write laws,
you would ban this sound.
That's for sure what I would do, because that's creepy as shit. I wouldn't even come up with something like that.
The problem is this probably was written, the ice cream one was probably written in the early 1900s, right? And no one probably went back and looked at it and changed it. That's my guess.
Okay, we'll go with that.
I mean.
Strange.
It's very strange. I agree.
Strange behavior.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Let's go over to Maine. It is illegal to park in front of a Dunkin' Donuts.
Where did Dunkin' Donuts start? That's the question.
Ooh. You know, I've only had Dunkin' Donuts probably twice in my entire life. And I don't think their donuts are any good.
Really?
Yeah.
But I think they have some good ones.
You know what is good?
What?
Their breakfast sandwich.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, if you were going to say fucking Krispy Kreme, I'd be like, you're wrong.
No. No, I actually like more of a thicker donut.
I like a traditional donut from a bakery. I like old fashions.
Yeah.
Krispy Kreme just has way too much glaze on it. Dunkin' Donut has a lot of glaze on it, too. But they do have some donuts that are not as glazed.
I like the grocery store donuts.
No.
Yep.
I will not. No. I mean, if I'm picking between that Krispy Kreme or a grocery store, I'm going grocery store. But no, I'll go a traditional. I'll find a traditional donut shop first.
Oh man, I prefer the grocery stores.
No. I mean, they're closer to the traditional. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But still not. No.
All right.
In Minnesota, it is illegal to cross state lines with a duck on top of your head.
A duck.
A duck. Can you do that one for me?
Duck?
Can you go and drive into Minnesota with a duck on your head?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see what happens.
Like, who would, like you said, these were probably written 150 years ago, but why? Why would you even come up with something like that?
I don't know. Where? Because that one to me is funny.
What are you typing in?
I'm going to see where this law came from. Let's see here. Uh, In Minnesota history, a visiting old laws added context. In 2014, the governor led an effort to repeal over 1,100 obsolete statutes.
Yeah.
Like like one banning driving a car in neutral. yeah, so it probably was a law at one point and no longer a law. But still funny.
Strange.
But this one is just, I think the next one is not even, shouldn't even be illegal. Should just be common sense. In Missouri, it is illegal to drive with an uncaged bear in your car.
That's just stupid.
One, probably don't drive with a bear in your car.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably more common sense there. But, I mean, I guess if you want to, just make sure it's in the cage.
I guess.
Would my child be considered a bear?
Yes, yours would.
The second one?
Yes.
The crazy one?
Crazy. Nebraska. It is illegal for a mother to give her daughter a perm without a state license. I mean, I think that's silly, but I bet you it has something to do with the perm chemicals.
I was going
to
say, probably you probably need a cosmetology license, I'm guessing, is probably the state license that they're referring to.
Yep.
Just because you're dealing with chemicals. And remember back in the day, like when we were growing up, bleaching hair? Mm-hmm. Remember if you left the bleach on too long, it would burn?
It burns.
Think about with perm material. Like that, those chemicals are way stronger than what bleach was. You want to bleach your hair?
No.
Come on, let's do old school. Let's
The frosted tips?
Yeah, you do the tips and I'll bleach my whole head.
Oh my God, I totally remember.
And Beely bleaches his whole head too.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Beely, would you be down?
Beely.
Answer our question.
We need you.
Are you going to do it?
I'm going to call him.
He's not going to answer.
I know he's not, but we're going to call him anyway. I totally remember.
I mean, I did not call him and ask him any of these questions prior, so it is partially my fault.
I remember doing the bleach tips.
Yeah. I did my whole thing. The whole top. I still had like the sides not bleach, just it was the top.
And it was super uneven.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not going to answer. He didn't answer at all yesterday.
Well, he, you know, doing family stuff. I'll give him that. I need to get the Jeopardy. I think that's after we're done.
Can you do that?
Yeah, I can record the Jeopardy. We can do that.
I'm not waiting any longer.
Oh, man. Well, Beely, we have a question for you. We expect an answer.
Will you bleach your head?
Yeah. So.
Okay.
If you guys think Beely should bleach his head, please comment on all our social medias. We greatly appreciate it. Is there anything else that stands out on these ones to you? I mean, there's a rabbit hole, and I feel like we're going to go down this rabbit hole in a couple episodes. So we can save some of these.
Do you want to save some?
I think we could save some because some of these are pretty good.
We got through half of them.
Yeah, we did. Just you guys in Virginia, be careful. It is illegal to tickle a woman. Just be careful.
Virginia. Oh, yeah. Number 22.
Yeah. And in Washington, there's no way number 23 is still a law. Just with what everything. In Washington, it is illegal to pretend to be a farm animal. Let's see if this is still active. Is this still an active law? Let's find out here.
Where are we at? Washington?
Yeah.
Is this state or DC?
State. Let's see here. There's no evidence that this law explicitly states, nor is an active law. So,
okay.
just because of obviously things that have changed in the last 20 years, that makes sense.
Ah, I see what you did there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Strange behavior from different states.
Stay tuned, though, because we have worldwide ones, which gets way more interesting.
Okay.
And some of these, I 100% believe.
Do you already have them put together?
There is a thing. I did share it with you, I believe.
The worldwide one?
The worldwide one, yeah.
No. No shared note.
I sent it to you.
Hmm.
I invited you. I have your number right here. Let's see here.
Oh. Yep.
Yep.
You did.
Yep.
And it's not season 2, episode 21.
No. When you get it, it'll update. I just updated it in here.
Mm.
You should get it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Episode 20.
Yep.
Okay.
So we got worldwide ones. There's some good ones in here. Some that I've known about.
Are we going to finish the state ones next time?
We can bring back some of the state ones up. Maybe throw it in for the U.S.
Okay.
Because the list for worldwide ones is 20. It's pretty decent.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Number 16.
In the worldwide one?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that one's funny.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to this one.
So, yeah. So, we're going to continue going down this road, and then Sean's still going to prepare his one of trivia questions towards me.
Worldwide.
Dude, I'm telling you, I've been on a couple kicks here on a podcast kick.
One more time?
On a podcast. I was like trying not to burp while talking.
Got it.
On a podcast kick. Have you listened to Bad Friends yet?
No.
Oh my fucking God. Those guys are hilarious.
I don't even know who they are.
You do know. I'll show you a video offline. Okay. But I've been watching or listening to a lot of I've been watching their episodes.
Yeah.
Because you can watch the videos. They're short episodes. They're like an hour long, just like our podcast. Yeah. Two friends, just like us.
Yeah.
And they literally talk shit the whole time, but
it's
good. I think you would really enjoy it. Really good comedy. But you know it. It's the guys are Andrew Santino and Bobby Lee.
Oh gosh.
Yes, yeah.
I know what you're talking about now.
So Asian and a white guy.
Yep.
That is how they do it. And they are absolutely hilarious. So I've been watching a lot of them, and then there's another podcast that I've been getting clips from that do the blind rankings and that kind of stuff.
Yep.
I like it. It's fun.
Okay.
Just breaks up the monotony, which this is what we do at the Ultimate Buffet, right? This is
what we do.
That's literally the goal of us.
I like it.
So, well, thank you for listening to the Ultimate Buffet podcast. Remember to like, follow, and subscribe on all our social media
platforms.
Ritual. Zero proof. Good job, guys.
That's good. I like it.
Good stuff. That's
I've got one more little swig here.
Good, good little,
I taste apple cider.
Now I can actually look like I'm drinking something while at Man Weekend.
I like it.
But thank you for everyone for listening. Thank you to Patreon members. Without you guys, we could not do this.
We could not.
We appreciate everything you do.
Outro.